My Life Today, January 9, The Touch of Faith, Faith in My Life. For she said within herself, If I may but touch his garment, I shall be whole. But Jesus turned him about, and when he saw her, he said, Daughter, be of good comfort, thy faith hath made thee whole. And the woman was made whole from that hour. To talk of religious things in a casual way, to pray for spiritual blessings without real soul hunger and living faith, avails little. The wondering crowd that pressed close about Christ realized no vital power from the contact. But when the poor, suffering woman in her great need put forth her hand and touched the hem of Jesus' garment, she felt the healing virtue. Hers was the touch of faith. Christ recognized that touch, and he determined there to give a lesson for all his followers to the close of time. He knew that virtue had gone out of him, and turning about in the throng, he said, Who touched my clothes? Surprised at such a question, his disciples answered, Thou seest the multitude thronging thee, and sayest thou, Who touched me? Jesus fixed his eyes upon her who had done this. She was filled with fear. Great joy was hers, but had she overstepped her duty? Knowing what was done in her, she came trembling and fell at his feet and told him all the truth. Christ did not reproach her. He gently said, Go in peace and be whole of thy plague. Here was distinguished the casual contact from the touch of faith. Prayer and preaching without the exercise of living faith in Christ will be in vain. But the touch of faith opens to us the divine treasure house of power and wisdom, and thus, through instruments of clay, God accomplishes the wonders of his grace. This living faith is our great need today. We must know that Jesus is indeed ours, that his Spirit is purifying and refining our hearts. If the followers of Christ had genuine faith, with meekness and love, what a work they might accomplish! What fruit would be seen to the glory of God?